dictation for Markilia, M-A-R-K-I-L-I-A. Last name is Maddox-Duru, M-A-D-D-O-X-Duru, D-U-R-U. Date of birth 5/21/1991. Date of accident is 9/8/2000. Patient was a restaurant driver and was rear-ended. The impact initially caused her headaches without the symptoms of TBI, severe muscle spasms, severe pain in the neck and the lower back, pain in the right shoulder and both the trapezius muscles spasm, pain in the right elbow. As an initial history without any radiculopathy. Now, patient is here for a follow-up visit. He tells that the pains in the neck is 9, mid-back pain is 9, lower back pain is 10. No radiation is reported. Pain in both the trapezius muscle due to the spasm is severe. Both the shoulders have 180 degrees of range of motion without any pain. No shoulder pain is reported. Arm is not hurting anymore. He says there is no pain in the shoulders or elbows. And she is a bartender, but she is unable to work. She cannot make it upstairs. It is painful. The back hurts a lot, but she has not reported any knee pain. He says she can stand and sit for 20 minutes, and walking long time is not possible. She has to take a break. And she has to walk to get somewhat comfortable. At this time, the pain levels are between 9 and 10. ADLs are of 7. 50% relief is reported by the patient with the therapy and medications. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system reviews. Additional issues, as well as the substance abuse and a compliance history. In physical examination, the blood pressure is 124 over 89, pulse 73, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam comes from previous visit of new patient, 9/9/2025, dictation number 0919-016. That should include general review, extremities examination, neck and back examination, or muscular skeleton. Diagnosis will remain the same. The plan is to order the MRI for the patient for the cervical spine and the lumbar spine without contrast. Patient is also provided a tense unit for further healing with the stimulation and a back brace for further healing. Medications are continuing, physical therapy is continuing, disability continues. She'll be seen in 10 days' time when her medications will expire and we'll have the reports of MRI. Thank you.